Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyot and Mokal Mamches, and we're learning Simon Zion. Hayu Yoshvim Ba'Gola Va'Ochlim B'Kviyas. They were sitting in a wagon, and they're eating together as a Kviyas. I mean, it's possible to sit in the wagon, and each one is eating their own thing and not connected at all. But here, they're eating together B'Kviyas. Tzarech Iyun Im Mitztarfim. So based on the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham in Simon Kuf Samo Zion says he's not sure if that's a valid Tziruf. Now, there is a din of Kufsari Gimel, which says if they were riding on horses, riding on some type of animal, and it's also mentioned in Simchat Kufsan Bazayin. So if they say Noichal, let us eat, so they do something which creates an act of being mitzarif them together. If they stop, even though they're still on their animals, excuse me. If they stop, even though they are still on their animals, they are mitzarif. But it sounds like, but the halacha is when they're going, they're not mitzarif. So even though they've created a kviyus by saying noichal, let us join together. Since they're moving, you cannot consider it a kviyus. Here, the people are stationary, but the wagon is moving, so they're. So what's the halacha in that case? So that is suffix, the Magen Avraham has a suffix. So if you have the Mishnah, the Chai Adam with the Nishmas Adam, you'll see that there is a footnote to the Nishmas Adam where he finds that the comparison from the case of riding on the animal to the case of the wagon is questionable. It's not really, he doesn't really feel that that's a valid comparison. And therefore, in the wagon, it should be better. So here's what the Chayadim comes out because of that. Nearly the Mokim, Sofik, Bishlosha Yizamnu, Avasura Yeshlochish Lazkar Hashem Levatolah. To say Zimun B'Shem Hashem, that's already better not to. But to be Mizamun together as a unit of three, or even a unit of ten, without saying Hashem Hashem, to be Mizamun together, one can do so. Because this is a suffix, whether that in a case where they did not do anything to be mitzarefim together, they're clearly not eating b'kviyas. Each one is independent, etc. So then there's no shiloh, you don't do zimun. But a case where they did do this act of being kaveh together. So now we have the question. So the chayyim says you may suffix, you're allowed to be mitzamen. Bizman that they were being moitz each other, so Chazal required that has to be a kviyas. So that's going to be questionable. Can I be moitz you in benching when this kviyas that we have is a suffik and a locha? So that's a big shiloh. But nowadays each person is benching on their own. So that's not the issue. The issue is just simply can they do a zimun? So therefore the Mishnah Zadim points out there's no reason not to do a zimun except for in a case where there's ten. And then there's the question of Hashem Shemayim about all. But the Chayyim does end off, this is all discussing in the case of a wagon. If they're in a boat, so in a boat, everybody agrees that they are mitzarif together, and the zimun can be done. Okay. So what's the difference between the case of the wagon and the case of the svina? That, so there's two approaches. One is the approach of the Maroksia, that we're dealing with a totally practical difference. It's not a halachic concept, the difference between the two, but it's a practical difference. The wagons of their times, the animal jolts, it goes on the road, the roads weren't flat, there was ruts in the road from the wagon, the wheels of the wagons, the roads were made out of mud, and dirt, and it's jolting from side to side. That's clearly not a kibbutz, so that's where you have a suffix, at least. But a svina, when it rides on water, and the water is calm, so it's a nice smooth ride. So that is considered they're just traveling peacefully, and that's considered a kibbutz. So Enochanami, according to this, in a case where there's a storm. And it's stormy, and therefore the water is choppy, and the boat is going to be, because of that, not traveling smoothly. It's going to be the same thing as the Agola. According to that, a car nowadays, where the road, we have nice suspensions in the cars, and we have nice smooth roads, so it would have a din of a kviyus. So that's according to the understanding of the Moraksia. So that's one approach. We will, Be'ez Hashem, in the next year, share with you the approach of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, which approaches it from a halacha concept, and give some halacha l'maisa what to do in the case of a car, based on that. Okay, have a good day.